From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The wildfires in California have spurred lawmakers in Washington to action. Today, both the House and the Senate are debating legislation that would add hundreds of millions of dollars to efforts to reduce the risk of forest fires. In the Senate, the California blazes prompted action on a stalled compromise bill aimed at thinning national forests and pruning legal challenges. NPR's David Wellner reports.
Today's congressional focus on California's woes was underscored by a high-profile visit to the Capitol by the state's governor-elect, Arnold Schwarzenegger. The Republican said he's come to Washington in search of federal funds for his state.
I don't think that the fire victims right now and the fire that anyone that cares about Democrats or Republicans, I think what is important right now is that we all work together, that Democrats and Republicans alike work together to help California. That's the key thing here.
The GOP-run House obliged by scheduling a vote on raising federal forest fire fighting spending to $800 million, an increase of more than 50%. And the Senate began debate on a controversial bill dubbed Healthy Forests, which aims to prevent fires by thinning trees in 20 million acres of national forests. Arguing for the bipartisan bill, California Democrat Dianne Feinstein pointed to a large aerial photo showing homes near the San Bernardino National Forest, which has burned extensively in the last few days.
And no one could tell me that if a hazardous fuels mitigation project had been carried out around this area, that these homes and tens of thousands like them would not have been saved in this fire. And I say, everyone, look at this. That's what this bill means.
Besides spending $760 million next year on thinning forests, the bill would also pare down the paperwork and legal actions that its sponsors say absorb half the U.S. Forest Service's budget. Idaho Republican Mike Crapo said court orders are holding up too many forestry proposals.
No matter how much evaluation and study is put in, no matter how many alternatives are considered, at the end of the day, the proposal that is adopted is litigated, and we end up in paralysis.
But New Mexico Democrat Jeff Bingaman, who thinks the bill is deeply flawed, pointed to a recent congressional study which found that, in fact, very few actions by the Forest Service get held up by the courts.
The real problem has not been judicial appeals, judicial review, but instead has been providing adequate funding for forest health projects. And unfortunately, stopping the Forest Service harmful practice of borrowing funds from fire prevention accounts in order to pay for the cost of fighting forest fires.
The legislation contains language aimed at protecting old growth forests, which is not in a similar bill already passed by the House. But Iowa Democrat Tom Harkin said those protections don't go far enough.
The old growth language contains numerous exceptions so large that even ancient trees that were around before our country was a country, could be logged.
The bill also calls for half the fire prevention money to be spent on areas where wildlands border communities. But critics said it does not spell out whether a community might also mean simply a house built in the wilderness. Oregon Democrat Ron Wyden urged those critics to refrain from adding divisive amendments to a bill that right now has the backing of the White House.
But if this legislation is not passed, I think we will see what happened in Oregon a little over a year ago, what's happened in California in the last week. We will see that repeated again and again and again.
The bill is expected to pass in the Senate, but it would still have to be reconciled with the very different version passed by the House. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.